You are listening to The Standard's Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
Hey, Sydney Parakill.
Hey, Matthew Childs.
Well, shall we have The Standard's Desk of News?
Yep, let's do it.
Yes, this is The Standard's Desk of News, news about standards and standards in the news. And this time we are covering stories from December 2025 and January 2026.
And we start with the Seoul Statement sets course for trustworthy AI standards.
International standards bodies IEC, ISO and ITU have issued the Seoul Statement on Artificial Intelligence at the International AI Standards Summit held in Seoul, South Korea. The statement articulates a shared commitment to leveraging international standards to guide the development and deployment of trustworthy AI that is inclusive, safe, sustainable, and human-centered. The summit convened around 300 participants from 50 countries, representing government, industry, academia, civil society, and international organizations. The Seoul Statement sets out four key priorities: embedding social technical considerations in standards, deepening the understanding of the interplay between standards and human rights, fostering inclusive multi-stakeholder collaboration, and enhancing public-private capacity building to support responsible AI deployment globally. More to come on this in 2026. Standards as a tool for growth in World Development Report 2025.
The World Bank has launched the World Development Report 2025, Standards for Development, marking the first time its flagship report has focused entirely on standards. The report highlights the crucial role of standards in supporting trade, fostering innovation, reducing risk, and promoting sustainable economic growth. It proposes a progressive approach for countries to engage with standards in three main ways: adapt international standards for the domestic market, align domestic market with international standards, author, shape international standards with the global community. The publication aims to stimulate discussion on how nations can leverage standards to drive inclusive and sustainable development. Follow-up events are scheduled for early 2026 to explore practical applications and capacity-building opportunities. US launches standards strategy to support innovation and trade.
The United States has launched its Standards Strategy 2025, setting out how a strong, private sector-led standard system can enhance national competitiveness in an increasingly complex global landscape. Developed through extensive consultation across the US standards community, the strategy highlights the role of market-driven standards for fostering innovation, strengthening supply chains, and supporting leadership in emerging and critical technologies. It places particular emphasis on international engagement, recognizing standards as a strategic tool for accessing global markets and responding to geopolitical and technological challenges. The strategy also calls for improved coordination among stakeholders and sustained US participation in international standardization to ensure that global standards reflect US interests and values. Etsy launches Research and Innovation Awards.
Etsy has launched its first Research and Innovation Awards to recognize outstanding contributions from the research community to Etsy's standardization work. The award highlights the vital role of research in shaping high-quality, future-ready standards and strengthening collaboration between academia, industry, and standards developers. Nominations are invited in three categories: a publicly funded collaborative research project that has influenced Etsy standards or software deliverables, an individual researcher whose work has been incorporated into Etsy activities, and a young researcher under 30 whose academic work has made a direct or indirect impact on Etsy's technical deliverables. The inaugural awards will be presented in June 2026, with nominations open until 16th of February 2026. For more details, follow the link in the show notes. BSI gains UCAS accreditation to certify AI management systems.
Yes, back to AI now, and BSI has received UCAS accreditation to certify AI management systems to ISO IEC 42001, marking a key milestone in supporting trusted and responsible AI in the UK and internationally. 42001 is the world's first AI management system standard, designed to help organisations develop and deploy AI systems safely, transparently, and ethically. The standard provides a framework for governance, risk management, and assurance throughout the AI lifecycle. BSI is the first certification body to achieve UCAS recognition under this process, following a detailed assessment of its technical capability and management systems, including pilot phase evaluation. And finally, have your say on the circular economy.
BS 8001, the British standard for implementing circular economy principles, helps organizations reduce waste, optimize resources, and develop sustainable business models. Since its 2017 release, circular economy practices have evolved, and a revision of BS 8001 is now proposed. The updated standard will incorporate practical learnings, provide guidance for organizations at different stages, support effective transitions to circularity, and align with the UK policy and international standards. Stakeholders are invited to provide feedback, helping ensure that BS 8001 stays practical, relevant, and forward-looking, and continues to support organizations in advancing a more sustainable circular economy. Get involved and have your say now. Details of how to do so are in the show notes.
They are indeed. And a reminder that you can find links to some of the other stories we have featured today in the show notes. And the show notes are also where you can find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show. Well, thank you, Cindy Parakill.
Thank you, Matthew Childs.
For December 2025 and January 2026, that's The Standard's Desk of News.
You have been listening to The Standard's Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.